In this bulletin, Victoria records 148 new coronavirus infections and 8 deaths. Fresh concerns after the first documented instance of coronavirus human reinfection. And in tennis, John Millman edged out of the Western and Southern Open in New York. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded 148 new coronavirus infections and 8 deaths, taking the state's toll to 438. Premier Daniel Andrews says his government will lose crucial powers if a state of emergency is not extended. The current state of emergency is set to run for 6 months, expiring on the 13th of September. But Mr. Andrews says his government will lose the ability to dictate guidelines on mandatory mask use, isolation rules, and business density limits. There are plans to rewrite the Public Health and Wellbeing Act to allow the state of emergency to last up to 18 months. New South Wales has recorded 3 new cases of coronavirus, bringing the total number of cases in the state to 3,802. Of the 3 cases, 1 was overseas acquired, 2 cases are contacts of previous cases. There have been over 12,000 tests recorded in the past 24 hours, and authorities are urging anyone in Western and southwestern Sydney to come forward. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the results are promising.
Again, we want to maintain the testing blitz. We're so pleased that so many people are coming forward to get tested. We need that to continue. And we will notice in the next few weeks, at the very least, a yo-yo effect. Some days we'll have lower case numbers than others. But of course, we are certainly in a much better position today than we were some weeks ago.
There are concerns for those struggling to access healthcare as Australian leaders focus on how to manage internal borders. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says many are finding it difficult to commute to work or school or maintain a successful business. Last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison stressed the need to have a national standard of what constitutes a COVID-19 hotspot. Some states are agreeing to make variations to their border closures, but Ms. McKenzie says decisions need to be reached now. Moving to Queensland, which has recorded no new cases of coronavirus following over 8,000 tests. There are currently 18 active cases out of 1,006 total infections recorded in the state. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the next few days remain crucial.
I thank you for your patience, but it is very important during this time, if you have any symptoms whatsoever, to get tested. So we know that social distancing is the key to make sure that you continue your social distancing, that good hand hygiene, and hopefully we will get through this as soon as possible.
Let's go overseas now. And a Hong Kong man who recovered from COVID-19 was found to be infected again 4.5 months later. Researchers from the University of Hong Kong say the man contracted a different coronavirus strain from his previous infection. But the instance has not discouraged researchers' faith in a vaccine, which they say may be able to offer immunity. In other overseas news, several high-profile opposition activists in Belarus have been arrested, with some detained after a 16th straight day of protests. Hundreds gathered in the capital Minsk Independence Square yesterday and other cities across the country. The arrests reflect President Alexander Lukashenko's determination to stop the demonstrations entering their 3rd week. The president was seen toting a machine gun at a weekend demonstration, attracting an estimated 200,000 protesters. German authorities say Alexei Navalny remains under protective guard in the Berlin hospital, where he's been treated following a suspected poisoning. Officials have determined that he had been most likely poisoned while campaigning in Siberia. Mr. Navalny collapsed on a plane last week after drinking tea that was allegedly laced with poison. A German government spokesman confirmed medical experts were waiting for the results of examinations on Mr. Navalny, who was in a critical but stable condition. Russian doctors deny allegations they had coordinated with security services when treating Mr. Navalny. A Kremlin spokesman claims Russian President Vladimir Putin was not behind an alleged tailing of Mr. Navalny by security services shortly before falling ill. Turning to the tennis, and Australia's John Millman has been edged out of the Western and Southern Open in New York. Millman lost to American John Isner 4-6, 7-6, 7-6 at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Centre. The world number one hurled down 35 aces against the Queenslander in the second round clash. Let's see what the weather's doing today around the country. It's sunny in Perth, a top of 21 for you. In Adelaide, it's partly cloudy and 16, a couple of showers. In Melbourne, 13. Cloudy, also 13 for Hobart. In Canberra, similar conditions, 12. Partly cloudy day for Wollongong, 15. Much the same in Sydney, 16 degrees. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 17. Fine weather in Brisbane, 22 for you. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 27. And fine weather continuing in the top end, 34 degrees for Darwin today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.